Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the LT Foods Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to LT Foods Limited 1Q FY26 post-results earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have the management team being represented by Mr. Ashwani Kumar Arora, MD and CEO, Mr. Sachin Gupta, CFO, Ms. Monika Chawla Jaggia, Chief Corporate Development Officer. We will begin the call with a brief thought from the management team. Thereafter, we will open the floor for the Q&A session. I would now like to hand over the management team to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Meet. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management, I welcome you all to Q1 Financial Year 26 earnings conference call of LT Foods. Please note that any statement made or discussed during this call, which reflects our outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. A detailed disclaimer in this regard has been included in the investor presentation that has been shared on both the stock exchanges, that is, NSE and BSE. The result documents are available on the company's website as well as the stock exchanges. A transcript of this call will also be made available on the investor section of the company's website. So, Q1 update. During Q1 Financial Year 26, LT Foods reported highest-ever quarterly revenue and EBITDA of rupees 2,501 crores and rupees 302 crores, respectively, grew by 20% and 17%, respectively, versus Q1 Financial Year 25. The growth in revenue is supported by increasing consumer demand and preference towards our brands and entry into new countries, improved supply chain and availability of our brands, and increased household penetration. The company reported EBITDA margin of 12.1% in Q1 Financial Year 26 versus 12.4% in Q1 Financial Year 25. A minor 30 basis points dip in the margin is on account of increased investments on the brand. Basmati and other specialty rice segments grew by 18% in this quarter, reinforcing the continued global love for our brands. Due to increasing consumer preference for healthier and sustainable food choices, our organic business reported a remarkable 32% growth in this quarter. The major portion of the growth has been contributed by soya meal. Normalized growth, other than soya meal, is around 18%. Our organic arm, Nature Bio Foods, launched a new facility in Rotterdam to support our global ambitions in July 25. The strategically positioned facility and Europe Gateway Port handles 15,000 metric tons annually, positioning us to capture more of the EU $45 billion organic market. In India, the household reach of Daawat has grown significantly from 45.56 lakh homes in March 2023 to 56.2 lakh homes in March 2025. This growth was possible due to our constant efforts on innovation, continuous investment on the brands, and staying relevant to evolving consumer needs and ensuring that our products are easily accessible across the globe. The snacking segment under Kari Kari has grown 40% versus last year. We have also acquired the rest of 45% of the Golden Star, which we have completed in May 2025. We now proudly lead as the number one jasmine rice brand in the U.S. During the quarter, we reinforced asset build through the spectacular fourth Daawat World Biryani Day celebration in Jaipur and Indore. This celebration cements our position as the global torchbearer of biryani. I would like to now give an update on the geographies. The European continent currently contributes around 18% of our overall revenue. Our progress in this region has been robust, achieving a  57% year-on-year growth. Notably, we have recently secured partnerships with four leading U.K. retailers, strengthening our footprint in this market. The spurt in the revenue is majorly attributed to the U.K. plant being fully operational in the past quarter. North America, that accounts for 43% of our revenue and continues to be a key growth driver, with a 32% year-on-year increase. This includes the consolidation for the jasmine rice business for the quarter as well. The normalized growth of this geography is around 18%. Our flagship brand Royal holds a dominant position, commanding a 54% share in the basmati rice imports in the region. India contributes to 31% of our revenue, recording a 10% year-on-year growth. Our brands collectively hold a 25% market share with category leadership in the Western region. The Middle East and rest of the world constitutes the remaining 8% of our revenue. We remain optimistic about scaling our presence in this geography by further strengthening the consumer mindshare and market penetration. LT Foods' well-diversified geographical presence serves as an effective de-risking strategy, reducing dependency on any single market and enabling consistent performance across varying macroeconomic cycles. There's an update on the CVD side that is reference to the CVD notice that we received by our fellow subsidiary. The company has filed a case brief on July 16, 2025, giving the past precedents wherein the AFA applied by the department was not held right by the courts of international trade. And as per the process, US DOC had some questions and clarification they could have done as per process by asking for the supplement questionnaires. Petitioners have also filed their case brief, and EcoPure has also filed a rebuttal brief on July 24 to contest the AFA. If the DOC final results maintain AFA, EcoPure can file an appeal to the Court of International Trade as well. I will just update you on the industry side as well. India is the largest producer and exporter of basmati rice, contributing approximately 90% of the global supply. The key production regions include Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh. Annual basmati rice production in India stands at 10 million metric tons, of which 6 million metric tons is exported, with the remaining consumed in India. Within India, 70% of the rice consumption is still in the form of the loose rice, and we see significant potential for the conversion from loose to branded and packaged rice, driven by evolving consumer preferences, rising awareness, and increasing demand for quality and hygiene products. Globally, the basmati rice category is growing at a steady 7 to 8% CAGR, supported by expanding demand and increasing adoption of Indian cuisine across geographies. LT, with a legacy of over 7 decades in the basmati rice industry, has successfully navigated various business cycles across both upturns and downturns, demonstrating consistent performance, growth, and profitability improvement. As we expect, the category continues to grow. LT Foods is well positioned to capitalize with its strong brands, global distribution network, and strong supply chain on rising global and domestic demand, and further strengthen its market share and drive sustainable, profitable growth across the geographies. In line with our commitment to consumer relevance, LT Foods actively monitors market trends across geographies, deeply studies the consumer preferences, and is focused on launching innovative rice-based food solutions tailored to diverse consumer needs. With this, I hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for question and answer, please.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Joyson from Amira Jashin. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask some questions. So maybe firstly, can you comment on the SG&A trend this quarter? Because it seems to be running higher than, you know, what is expected. And separately, could you also quantify the impact of freight cost this quarter? Because this has been a consistent, I suppose, issue in the last 3 quarters. Thank you.
So yes, you are right. SG&A expenditure in this quarter as a percentage to revenue has increased. As stated by Monica, the major increase in the revenue is on the brand investments, which we are making. This quarter itself, my SG&A expenditure as a percentage to revenue increased by almost 1.2% this quarter itself. This is mainly on the brand investments.
Okay, maybe specifically, what percentage of revenue was spent on freight and what percentage of revenue was spent on marketing-related costs this quarter? Thank you.
So my logistic cost as a percentage to revenue has reduced by 90 basis points, whereas my brand spend as a percentage to revenue has increased by 120 basis points.
As a percentage on year on year?
I'm talking year on year basis.
Okay, great. Thank you so much and congratulations for the great results. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Forum from Abacus. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So basically, Pakistan is experiencing a severe water crisis because of obviously the suspension of the Indus Water Treaty. So this has led to an increase in the paddy prices. So as a company, like, we will be at least sitting with a year's inventory. So going forward, do we expect any inventory gain and margin improvement because of this?
So thank you. So first of all, this, whatever the impact is, as you know, said in the earlier call also, we don't see have much impact in the production of basmati rice. But having said that, but India contribute roughly to the export 80% of the total, whatever the international market we sell basmati, 80% is already contributed by India.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so India is
getting, stronger every year in basmati category across the globe. So Pakistan has really not bigger role to play in the international market. As far as Indian basmati is concerned, this year India has exported 6 million tons, roughly, 15% growth over last year. So we are very positive on the category in India as well as international market. The total market size of rice consumption is 500 million tons globally, and basmati is just, roughly 12 million tons, which is roughly 2.5 to 3%. So we see, good opportunity for this Indian export to grow, and as a LT food, we have a global footprint and very strong brand and very strong distribution across the world. So we are positive on the growth with the time, improving the ROCE and all the margin metrics.
Right, sir. So again, like with the increase in the brand spends, in the medium term, do we expect a little bit, again, like some pressure on the margins? Or can we expect an improvement in the margins going forward?
So yes, as a brand spend, as a percentage to revenue, this will remain as such. But yes, we are expecting an improvement in our GP margins, which we had in this quarter as well. So we are expecting a better GP, almost better than this quarter itself in the coming quarter.
Okay, sir. And so also, like, Middle East has seen some degrowth of 33% year on year. If you could throw some insights on what is happening in these markets. And Saudi has contributed around 16 crores in this quarter. So what would be that in the base quarter?
So, Sachin, you can add into this. So basically, Middle East include both, our branded business and private label business. So overall, what we have seen in degrowth is that we have discontinued some part of the private label business, which was not fitting into our, you know, the whole strategic thing. But as far as our brands are concerned, you know, they are growing. And as mentioned in Saudi Arabia, this quarter we have done
16 crores revenue in this quarter itself. Yes, as Ashwiniji told, previously we were, this 16 crores is wholly in our brand. Initially, last year we made a private label sales that was almost a 3 crores in this territory. So that has been replaced with our brand in this quarter itself.
Okay, got it, sir.
So overall, Middle East is going as per plan. So we are positive.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So congratulations on the great set of numbers. First thing is our expectations of North America and our performance, you know, both has been quite interesting, like, you know, 33% growth in a market where we are already leader, and future expectation is also 10 to 12%. So can you share some thoughts where we are already a leader, you know, how we expect to grow at double digit numbers? Or was there any one off in this 32%?
Yeah, so in USA, as Monica just mentioned, the 32% is contributed, the Golden Star acquisition has completed. But if you normalize that, then the core category has grown by 18%, you know, on apple to apple. So we expect that the consumption will keep growing in America, and the bottom line, the pillars for the growth is, the lever for the growth is this, you know, immigration, and, you know, being the, it is getting popular in restaurant also, and love for Indian cuisine. So we expect, as given the, we have, in our forecast, we have given the double digit growth, that we are positive on that.
Okay. So in initial earlier participant question, the answer was that brand spend, we incurred 1.2% of sales. Did I hear that correctly? I just wanted to confirm.
No. That was incremental spend of 1.2%. Incremental.
Okay, increment. So, I mean, what is, because we have also mentioned that, you know, we are going to invest in brands. So as a sales, what are we targeting and what we used to incur in, say, prior years? So our thought process on brand investment is what I'm trying to understand.
So in this quarter, if I tell you the...
So broadly, you know, it can be quarter on quarter difference, depends on, you know, the what kind of, you know, the plan is, but on an average 3 to 4% is the plan.
Correct.
3 to 4%. Ah, yeah. Okay. So that answers my question. This quarter, obviously there was a huge, nice growth of volumes, and price has been stable. Going forward, what is the expectation, considering that we will have now lower inventory paddy, which was acquired last season. So when that is likely to kick in, you know, in the sales, and, you know, do you expect a corresponding fall in the sales prices, because there was a considerable fall in the paddy prices that we acquired last season?
It depends, you know, country to country, you know, competitive landscape, you know, force you to, you know, keep your margin in that range only. So, but we are more focused on growth, and we are expecting, as guidance is given, you know, 12.5 to 13% EBITDA margin.
Adding to it, our ROCE. So we are quite confident on the ROCE part to deliver a robust ROCE of 21% plus. Which we had delivered in this quarter as well. So we are constantly focusing on increasing the ROCE percentage.
Yeah, so the more focus is in delivering the ROCE. Improved.
Okay. Understood. Because in the presentation, there's one of the strategy mentioned is inorganic acquisitions as well. So can you share your thoughts on which, I mean, you are looking at newer geographies or existing geographies, but newer products, I mean, newer brands, anything that you can share on what is the thought process of acquisition, the ticket size that we are looking at?
The strategy is in the space of three where our business is, which is basmati and specialty rice, organic and RTH, food, you know. So in these spaces, we always look for an opportunity, and historically, whatever acquisition has been done is mostly in basmati and other specialty rice. So it has to have, you know, in this domain only. And of course, you know, it has to have synergic benefit also.
Okay. And last question, any update on soya meal litigation that you would want to share?
As Monica just mentioned, we have filed the rebuttal and we are expecting October and, you know, the decision from the department.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Raman from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead. Mr. Raman, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your questions. As there is no response, we will move to next question. The next question is from the line of Pradyumna Chaudhary from JM Financial Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. First is, if you can just give some sense on what the Horeca contribution is to our total US revenue and the same number for our Europe revenue.
So the idea is
I'm trying to understand whether basmati is in these countries is more consumed in home or in Horeca.
So for us, you know, it's in the range of, it depends on origin to origin, but on an average 20% roughly goes into the restaurant and food service, what we call is Horeca. And rest is all home consumption.
So this is for US or total?
No, I'm on an average, as a global consolidated average, I'm saying 20 to 25% is goes for this Horeca. And the rest is the home consumption.
And when this number for US
if you talk about, you know, the category, that where the category is being consumed, then I will say 40% Horeca and 60% home. This is, I'm telling, on an average globally, you know.
And for the US, this 20 to 25% would be lower or higher, the Horeca contribution for us from US?
I think 20% will be.
All right. And second question would be, what would be our normalized growth if you're just for this Golden Star acquisition? So what would be that and why continental Europe has grown 57%? Is there some adjustments or a one-off?
So, if we firstly answering your question regarding the European. So the European, as Monica stated, there has been a full functioning of the UK facility. So we have started a UK facility last year itself. So that became fully operational. And that gave me an incremental revenue of almost 80 crores in a quarter itself. So that had a one-off effect on the increase in the revenue size. As regarding if we normalize the revenue of the Golden Star and have that what is the revenue size, then it is almost a 17% growth that we have witnessed.
The normalized
growth.
It's just a couple of follow-ups. One is, ideally, like even if our UK revenue has started coming in, but it's the same market we are serving, right? So either our India revenue would have taken a hit because of that, because not India, the continental Europe revenue would have taken a hit because earlier we were supplying from European region. So why, like, it should not really happen, right? Because the market remains the same. So that's one. And second, if you can just give your comments on a couple of cost items. One is, how is the paddy price trending currently? One of the previous participants spoke about rising paddy prices. If you can just allude to that. And second, freight cost in this quarter was 5.7% of revenue. So earlier, in a normalized environment, we used to see 5% of revenue. So is this going to come down further, or is it now stabilized at a higher level? These are my questions.
So answering your freight cost as a percentage to revenue, you are right. It is 5.7%. This was same in the last quarter as well, the immediate preceding quarter I'm talking about, and we expect that the logistic cost to remain as such in this quarter for the remaining part of the year as well. And as regarding the revenue sales which you stated of the European and the UK operation, we have, as Monica in the opening speech has told, we have entered into new contracts in the UK. So they have the four chains which we have acquired in this quarter in the previous year, but the sales was full in this quarter, which was not there in the last quarter. So that gave me an incremental revenue in this quarter of 80 crores.
And that paddy part is...
Continental Europe mein kuch hit hua nahi hua. So continental Europe is stable, and so I have got a new growth from the new customers.
And as regarding the paddy prices, yes, the paddy prices as on in my books of accounts as on 30th June is 29 rupees. So as Ashwini ji told, so it is the pricing or the things that there won't be any kind of inventory gain or loss. So that have been taken care because we the inventory which we have procured, that is backed by our brand sales, so that we don't speculate in having acquired more quantity as such.
So we don't...
Sorry, I was just asking how is the current paddy pricing environment looking like?
I think the market is stable. On an average, I will say the paddy prices must be, it depends on variety, 34, 35 rupees.
So that's higher than our book price, right? Our books contain 29 rupees. So there's been an increase. Is that the way to understand?
Yes. But the market doesn't behave like on the present, so all the industry player, they source in the procurement time, then they average their price and do the pricing. So it's not, doesn't behave like, like other commodity. And as Sachin said, it's a mainly branded business. The only benefit we get is when the prices go up is that, the new competition doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, in fact, I was concerned whether we'll be able to, like next year when these come into our inventory, whether we'll be able to pass on the increased paddy prices to our end customers. That's where my concern was.
As, you know, so the normally prices changes when the, you know, the crop changes, and the 25 prices will get an impact in the month of, you know, most probably June. So I think that's too long to forecast anything on this paddy prices up and down.
Understood. Thank you and all the time.
Thank you,
sir. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Goel from Origin Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, this U.S. first question of U.S. growth of normalized growth of 18%, is this growth also higher than your usual growth, largely because there was tariff expectations, you know, there was a deadline that after 31st July, the tariff will go up. So in this quarter, was there a lot of pre-buying by the retailers, the distributors in U.S.?
What is your tariff? What do you said?
Saying the tariff was 10%, right? But the trade negotiations are still going on. So is there expectation, maybe there is expectation of increased tariffs on agriculture products, because of which the distributors in U.S. would have pre-bought in this quarter? Because 18% growth is very high growth, right? The usual growth is 6-7% in U.S. geography.
We don't think that, you know, that has a bigger impact on that. This, we believe that, you know, is a normal thing. It's nothing to do with this, you know, buying because of this duty impact, you know.
So you think that this year, actually, U.S.
I would say, you know, maybe 2-3% if so, but not beyond that, you know.
So we are expecting a double-digit growth this year in U.S.?
That's what, you know, in the plan we have given, we are expecting roughly, you know, double-digit, which is in the range of 10%.
So that's the plan. Basically, yes, there were certain, as Ashwiniji told, there might be certain things. But basically, this is mainly on the account of the distribution reach and which we were able to have in the U.S. In this this quarter itself, that had a positive impact on our revenue in this.
Okay. And sir, on India business, what was the volume growth YOY? You have reported a very healthy 10% revenue growth despite paddy prices coming, rice prices coming down, right? So if you can give us the volume growth for this year,
in this quarter itself, on YOY basis, there is a growth of almost a 13% growth on a YOY basis.
So the basically there was only 3% decline in realization on a YOY basis.
Correct. So there is a 2% decline in the realization.
And sir, basically you have purchased a lot of inventory because of the due to the last crop being very you got good prices on the last crop. But now, even in this season, actually, the rice crop is pretty good, right? So, the rice prices are, procurement prices are going down further?
Actually, we didn't procure much. We procured it as per our plan. So, we just preponed it and preponed it on the on a season itself. So, that's we did so. So generally we procure 60-70% in the season itself and the remaining in the later part of the year. But being there because of the favorable rates and certain factors, we procured 75% in the season itself. So that was also within our plan itself. So that was fully backed with my brand and other things. Considering the current scenario, what we have, so considering this, it would be too early to predict the next crop, what will be there. Yes, the sowing is better, as stated by the government data, what we have. The sowing is better as compared to the last year. So the rest, it's a 3-4 months journey that will finally decide what the real harvest, what kind of crop we have.
Sir, and my final question is on gross margin. Actually, if you look at Q-on-Q basis, gross margin is deteriorated by 200 basis points, despite your export mix increasing on Q-on-Q basis. So what is the reason for that? Because you are, I mean, in, I'm talking more from a Q-on-Q perspective. Y-o-y, there's a 70 basis point improvement in gross margin. But if you look at Q-on-Q basis, there's a 200 basis point decline. And I thought it would be stable or declining, right? Because procurement prices have come down.
So in this, na, the major contributor for the decline in this gross margin is my one of the my segments, the organic segment. In this organic segment, my GP margins have dropped. This is mainly because of my product mix that we sold out in the organic segment. There were certain lower GP products that were sold in this quarter itself that overall impacted my GP margins. Otherwise, in the past,
इसमें हमारी सोया मिल की export है, उसमें gross margin कम है. So I think the mix has affected this year.
Okay. So there is no impact on gross margin in basmati business on Q-on-Q basis. We can infer that? Okay, sir.
Organic के बाकी product में नहीं है. ये सिर्फ जो सोया मील है, क्योंकि अभी जैसे मोनिका ने भी बताया, इसमें presentation में भी है. So growth is led, जो organic की growth है, that is led by soya meal.
Great, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you,
sir. The next question is from the line of Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So, can you dwell down on this organic business that we have forwarded into the Europe, the B2C part, and also on throw some light on the leave for the acquisition that we have a call of not 21% as well. Can you throw some light on that?
So, Meet, agar main aapka question sahi se samjha, wo aap keh rahe ho jo organic mein jo abhi naya humne ऑपरेशंस चालू कर रहे हैं उसके बारे में तो मीट
yes, yes, yes,
तो अभी तक जो हमारा बिजनेस है ऑर्गेनिक का दैट इज मेजरली यू नो बी टू बी एंड वी सप्लाई एज एन इंग्रेडिएंट टू द इंडस्ट्रीज अभी टू फर्दर यू नो द एफर्ट टू इम्प्रूव मार्जिन अभी ये जो हमने सेटअप करे हैं दैट वी विल सप्लाई इन ए स्मॉलर पैक टू द सुपर मार्केट सो नाउ इट विल बी अनदर वर्टिकल विच विल बी ए वैल्यू क्रिएटिव
ओके सो करंटली वी हैव अराउंड 30% स्टेक इन लीव एंड वी हैव अ ऑप्शन टू बाय फॉर द 21% सो विद द न्यू प्लांट ऑफ बी टू सी कैन वी एक्सपेक्ट दिस टू हैपन सून टू लेवरेज दिस सेगमेंट
सो वी आर इन प्रोसेस टू यू नो अक्वायर And definitely, you know, partly I will not say fully. Leave is more on, you know, ready to eat platform where they sell the rice cake, the, you know, the lentil cake and all this. So it's a purely snacking and health. So partly it will help this plant, partly it will not.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. My second question is on this Middle East part. Like as you mentioned that in the Saudi, we are mostly doing branded business now. So is it like we have entirely stopped the B2B business there or this quarter we have taken a call to focus more on branding? How is it?
Meet, abhi hamari jo Middle East ki strategy hai, wo mainly hai, you know, our own label. So we will pursue that strategy. And we are pursuing that strategy. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you,
sir. The next question is from the line of Param Vora from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question. So what I wanted to ask was that despite solid numbers, the inventory days remain 277 days, which is considerably high. So could the management elaborate any specific initiatives or strategies that are being implemented to optimize these levels and, you know, further enhance the working capital efficiency?
So inventory day to almost same hai, 3 din ka farak hai.
Ismein one of the things major in the basmati, you have to age. So aging is important. So our inventory days, if you consider from the last quarter or the March quarter, yes, the inventory has reduced. But this is normal process. क्योंकि ये नई क्रॉप आती है सितंबर में, सितंबर अक्टूबर में नई क्रॉप आ जाती है, तो द इन्वेंट्री डेज गेट्स रिड्यूस्ड आफ्टर दैट एंड इट बिल्ड्स अप फ्रॉम सितंबर ऑनवर्ड्स.
ओके, सो बट स्टिल डोंट यू थिंक दैट 277 डेज इज हाई? दैट्स नॉट कंपेयर्ड विद द प्रीवियस ईयर, बट इफ यू लुक ऑन इट ऑन एब्सोल्यूट टर्म्स.
तो नॉर्मली बासमती रिक्वायर्स एन एजिंग ऑफ 6.
आंसर यही है कि ये यू नो प्लस माइनस ये दिस इज अ नॉर्मल, यू कंसीडर इट नॉर्मल.
ओके ओके, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू सर. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ रसन, एन इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर. प्लीज गो अहेड.
हेलो.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to inquire, because in the last con call, which was on January, you had mentioned that we would be getting a credit from the Supreme Court, as the Supreme Court had ruled in our favor, but I don't think that amount of 190 crores has been credited yet, right? Is there any guidance on when exactly you would be receiving that?
Dubara puchna aap yara, Supreme Court mein kya? We have got that, na? We have got that money against bank guarantee.
Okay, so that, last quarter.
That is there, and we have a full amount that is sitting in my books. So it is, yes, it is backed by bank guarantee. So we have taken a FDR against the same.
So paisa aa gaya hai. Abhi now the it is in the High Court for the final decision. So hopefully, you know, but the money is there.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ishant.
I hope you know you have got the answer. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. The next question is from the line of Ishant from Anshika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So congratulations on a good set of numbers. Could you please share the current inventory levels as of June 30th, both the paddy and rice, so broken down by volumes as well as value as well. Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Could you please share the current inventory levels as of June 30th for both paddy and rice in volumes and value terms?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Meet, are you there?
I'm there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
This is your audible.
Yeah.
That's right,
huh? Yeah. So, can you please share the current inventory level as of...
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has been connected. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
So please continue with your questions.
Okay, sir. The next question is from the line of Ishant. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Yeah, hi.
Thank you, Ishant.
So, could you please share the current inventory level as of zone 30 for both paddy and rice by volumes and value terms?
So the revenue, the inventory in my books of accounts is 285,000 tons of paddy at an average rate of 29 and 300,000 tons of rice at an average rate of 51.
Okay, and With the monsoon progressing well, how do you see rice price trending in the second half of FY26?
ईशान आपने नाम ना ईशान देखो अभी अभी क्रॉप यू नो सोइंग चालू है एंड वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग यू नो गुड क्रॉप एंड द एक्सपेक्टेड ओपनिंग प्राइस इट डिपेंड्स यू नो हाउ द क्रॉप परफॉर्म बट वी एक्सपेक्ट दैट पिछले साल से तो यू नो इट विल बी रफली हायर बाय यू नो 8-10% एवरेज
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and congrats for a very good set of numbers. So my first question is, why this RTH and RTC segment revenue has degrown, although base is very small, and at what level of annual sales this segment will break even at EBITDA level?
Yes, this year what has happened in RTH and RTC segment, there was discontinued one of the products I discontinued in this category. There was Dawat Sehat that we had launched 2 years back. So we discontinued this in the last year quarter. So it had a revenue share. So that we lost. So otherwise everything is as per the plan and as per the target set up. And yes, this segment will break even in the EBITDA category once it crosses the 350 crores mark and which we expect in 3 years, 2 to 3 years back.
So Vipul, the ready-to-eat and ready-to-cook is growing. In USA also, we are, you know, done with the capacity. We are building new capacity. The plant will be operative in the next 2-3 months. So then that will start giving us a next level of growth. On the this new product we have launched in India, which is biryani rice. Now we have launched, you know, Thai curry rice kit. So that we are getting, you know, promising, you know, results on that. Even on the rice cracker side, the snacking side, we are seeing good initiative. So hopefully, you know, as your question, the next 2 years we will be on the break even. In USA, we are already making money on a EBITDA level. As far as RTH is concerned, it is only the India where we are investing in rice cracker and, you know, this ready to cook or ready to eat segment we are trying to build on.
Okay, and sir, my second question, why is our revenue from Middle East region is so low when the market size, as per your presentation, is so huge, 40,000 crores. So is there any culture issue or the product mix are different? So how should one look at it, this?
I think that's an opportunity for us. You know, as explained earlier also, that we were focusing on the other market for the last 3 years. We have started focusing in India and Middle East. Although, you know, that's a very matured market, very, very high entry barrier. But we will deliver as per the guidance given in, you know, 5 years. The Saudi is also doing well, but very matured, very high entry barrier market.
So, means what are the entry barriers? Means, sir, can you elaborate, please, a little bit?
Like any consumer business, the entry barriers are the brand and the distribution. That's what, you know, the entry barriers are. And we, as per the guidance given, we have strategies to grow our business, but that will be a slow burn.
Okay, and sir, I would drop you a mail, but I want quantity and value of all regions. I ask this in every call. And
sure,
yes,
so please.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Ketan Cheda, an retail investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My question is this 2124 crores of the revenue that we have received in basmati and specialty segment in this quarter, could you break that into how much is basmati and how much is non-basmati, please?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm saying 2124 crores of revenue that we have clocked in this quarter in basmati and specialty rice category. How much is basmati and how much is non-basmati?
First of all, you know, so let me tell you what specialty rice is. One is basmati, other is jasmine. And you know, that's the mainly
yes.
Two varieties.
And and 85% of my overall revenue, 85% revenue comes the category. And yes, there is certain regional rices that we sell in the India and as well as the exports. So overall revenue size in the basmati, in the basmati and speciality category, 85% is basmati, 15% is the other.
Okay, so 85%. Sorry to interrupt. 85% of 2124 number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Please go ahead, sir. You are saying something.
I'm saying, you know, mainly basmati, followed by jasmine, and followed by Indian regional rice.
Right. And one more clarification. So, whatever basmati we sell, everything is sourced from India, or do we source it from some other geographies as well, outside India, specifically for basmati?
Mainly India, sometime, you know, from Pakistan, but this is mainly India.
Okay.
Our EU operations, you know, they source from Pakistan, but it depends on year to year. But this year is only less than 10%.
Sure. Thank you for that. And the other question I have is in terms of the future growth plans that we have shared in the presentation, I see that, you know, you mentioned the EBITDA will grow at a CAGR of 16%, whereas the PAT will grow at a CAGR of 21%. So could you help me understand what will change between EBITDA and PAT that will help us grow a PAT faster than the EBITDA?
So yes, it is normal. Whatever the EBITDA grows, the PAT normally grows at a faster pace. If any considering any kind of industry, anyone. So yes, there are the interest and the depreciation component, which doesn't grow in the same proportion as the growth in the EBITDA percentage. So our PAT, what we are expecting is a growth. Then greater growth than what we are expecting in the EBITDA. But more to add to it, but we are focusing more on the ROCE, the ROCE, that we project to have a 23% plus in a going forward year. So from a 21 levels, we expect this to grow to a 23 plus level.
Okay, thank you so much. Those are my questions. Wish you all the best.
Thank you,
sir. The next question is from the line of Pradyumna Chaudhary from JM Financial Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just a couple of follow-ups. One is, you said that the consolidated normalized growth adjusting for the Golden Star acquisition was 17%. But if I just look at your numbers, I think Golden Star in this quarter would have been around 300 crores, right?
So, but as Monica stated, it got consolidated in 31st May. So after that, the revenue was getting consolidated. Before the revenue was yes. That's
the 1 month. Yeah.
Only 1 month sales was there.
Understood. And second, I'm still not able to wrap my head around this Europe 57% growth, right? Because Europe would be what almost it must be around 400-450 crores quarterly revenue rate. And even if 60 crores has come from UK facility, even then, that 57% adjusting for the 60 crores also looks like a very high number.
So yes, in this the European sales in this quarter, if you include the Europe, the UK as well, that was 376 crores in the rice and the speciality segment. Last year it was 239 crores. The incremental UK sales this year contributed almost 80 crores. So if we eliminate, if we normalize that also, there is a 24% revenue growth that came in the European operations this year.
And what's driving this growth?
So both, you know, it's a mix of Dawat, which is growing. Second, you know, we have done little bit, you know, the B2B sales. And third is, we call it, you know, the label we pack for the stores. So all three level, you know, both has been led.
All right. But it's not coming more from a private label, right? It's coming mutually from branded.
All three revenue drivers, brand, you know, the kind of B2B sale, and which we do private label for the stores. So, tino mein, you know, partly this growth is driven by.
Understood. And why, another question was on the organic side, why was Dawat Sehat discontinued?
It is not on organic side, so it was under, you know, the value added thing. So we launched fortified rice in India, which has not much appreciated by the consumer, not got response, so we discontinued.
All right, because it seems like it was contributing quite significantly
We pushed it very strongly. We invested money. We put in our whole distribution, but it has not worked as per our expectation.
Understood. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you, sir. This was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the Monica ma'am for closing comments.
Thank you. On behalf of the management of LT Foods, thank you all for joining us on our earnings conference call today. We hope we have been able to address majority of your queries. The nature of our business and the operating segments and the geographic market don't generate highly dynamic quarter variations, so making semi-annual reporting cycle more aligned with our operational rhythm and better poised position to deliver the meaningful comprehensive insight to our investors. So thus, starting from Q2 financial year 26, we will conduct our earnings call semi-annually. In the meanwhile, you may reach out to me or our investor relation partner EY for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect with you offline. We now close the call. Thank you all.
Thank you.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.